friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
The neighborhood kids help boy ride his bike, and it's a reminder of the beauty of humanity. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. A mom peeked out the window to find the neighborhood kids helping her son learn how to ride his bike. And the simple moment reminds us just how beautiful humanity can be. The amount of negativity in the daily headlines can begin to feel overwhelming. But sometimes all it takes is the innocence of children to remind us that there is still good out there. Tambria Curry, a mom from Tennessee, captured one such reminder just outside her window. Her son, Michael, had grown tired of using training wheels, and on this particular sunny day, he was determined to learn to ride his bike. Of course, some things are easier said than done, and some things go better with a little help from friends. When the neighborhood kids spotted Michael shakily pedaling his bike, they raced over to help. Some held the bike steady while others appeared to be offering encouragement. And one thing is for sure, Michael is not alone as he tries to reach his goal of learning to ride his bike. Seeing her son surrounded by friends offering their support and encouragement touched Timbria's heart. So she hit record and shared the sweet moment online. "We can learn something from this generation," she said. "It's okay to ask for help, and it's definitely okay to help each other." Seeing such kindness and compassion from the neighborhood kids certainly reminds us that humanity at its best is truly beautiful. Sometimes as adults, we can make things more difficult than they need to be. But these sweet kids simply saw a friend trying to accomplish a goal and decided to do whatever they could to help. I don't know about you, but that's just the kind of pick-me-up my day needed. We are all parts of the body of Christ, called to work together for His purpose. And the neighborhood kids from this video showed us exactly how beautiful a community focused on helping one another truly is. For you, brothers, we're called for freedom. Only don't use your freedom for gain to the flesh, but through love, be servants to one another. Galatians 5:13.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Man survived 18 hours adrift in sea after God sent a blessing in the form of a soccer ball. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. One man survived 18 hours lost at sea after finding a toy ball in the waves that helped him stay afloat. Ivan is a 30-year-old from North Macedonia. He was visiting Mighty Beach in Cassandra, Greece, when he got caught up in some strong ocean currents. His friends alerted Greek coast guards when they realized Ivan was missing. Thankfully, Ivan was found by a Coast Guard aircraft, and he shared about what saved him during his 18 hours lost at sea. A little toy ball. He saw it coming toward him in the water, and he grabbed onto it to help him stay afloat. The small ball belonged to two boys and was identified by their mother. The kids had lost it 10 days prior on a beach over 80 miles from where Ivan had found it. "I had constant information on the course of the rescue and am very happy about the smooth ending of the young man's adventure," a Facebook post reads that described Ivan's rescue. The young man found a ball that saved his life and helped him when he got tired. thanks to the port, the EKAB, and the Cassandra Health Center, the Air Force, the Greek police, the fishermen's boats of Neosakini, the two boats sailing in the area, all the rescue teams, and the volunteers. Sadly, Martin Jovanovsky, who is one of Ivan's friends, also went missing at sea and is still lost. As Ivan is safely back now and released from a local hospital after being treated, we pray that his friend will also be found soon.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Often we believe our questions mean we don't have faith, but I believe Jesus loves our questions. Our questions are windows into heaven. I'm Caden Fabrizio, and on the Questions with Caden podcast, we ask and answer one question per episode as relevantly and biblically as possible. Questions about fear, anxiety, depression, addiction, and so much more. Don't worry, your questions, they're not going to scare Jesus. So ask away. Listen and subscribe now at lifeaudio.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.